ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் மதுகாண்டம் சாப்டர் 2 அஜாதசத்ரு பிராமணம். வி சா தி ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் 6 பிராமணம்ஸ். இன் தி இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் வி செட் தி ஃபஸ்ட் 2 அத்தியாயாஸ் டுகெதர் கால்டு மதுகாண்டம், 3rd அண்ட் 4th இஸ் கால்டு முனிகாண்டம், and the 5th and the 6th adhyayas are called Kila Kandam. And we also find that Madhu Kandam is Shruti Pradhanam, Muni Kandam is Yukti Pradhanam, and Kila Kandam is Sadhana Pradhanam. And actually Kila Kandam is a mixture of many topics, and that is why it is also called by that name. And of these 3 Kandas, we are now in Madhukandam, consisting of 2 chapters. And the first chapter is Adhyaropa Pradhanam, and the second one is Apavada Pramanam. And both Adhyayas put together is called Madhukandam. Now we enter the second Adhyaya. It is connected with the first chapter in 2 different ways. When we study Shastras, we have to remember the method of study. It always followed by the commentators, the way they present it. That is, whenever a new topic comes, it has to be linked to previous topics and organized with the cement of Shastra in the case of Vedantic studies. It is called Sangatihi in Shastra. Logical connection between previous topic and next topic. Not only that, when there is a change of chapter, there must be a logical connection between previous chapter and later chapter also. Because generally, chapter divisions are based on the topic divisions only. Therefore, whenever we go to a new chapter, we have to necessarily connect with the previous one and see a logical progressive connection between them. Developed teaching must be there. It is not like I studied chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita 3 years ago, and chapter 10 sometime ago, later, and then chapter 2 and 3 sometime later. No. This is why in the Brahma Sutram, it gives a definition of topic itself. What is the definition of topic? Actually, the topic is called Adhikarana in Brahma Sutra. And Brahma Sutra contains 192 topics spread in 555 sutras. Then how to define a topic? It says, விஷயோ விஷயச்சைவ பூர்வபக்ஷஸ்ததோத்தரம் சங்கதிச்சேதி பஞ்சாங்கம் சாஸ்திரே அதிகரணம் ஸ்மிருதம். We don't have to go into the details of this now, but when we study Brahma Sutra, we will see at that time. So while defining Adhikaranam, they mention 5 factors required for an Adhikaranam, and one topic is Sangatihi, means connection of a topic with the previous topic. Then what to do when that topic is the first chapter itself? What to do then? We give connection with Karma Kanda. Because Upanishad is Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda precedes Jnana Kanda. Therefore, we have to necessarily study the connection of the Upanishad with the previous Karma Kanda portion. That is why Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Bhashyam starts with Sambandha Bhashyam, if you remember. Sambandha means Sangatihi. Take any Upanishad, Shankaracharya's Bhashyam begins with Sangati. We should know connection between one verse and the next verse also. We should not study these 2 shlokas independently. We should know the connection between the previous and latter chapter, one mantra to the next mantra, one kanda to the next kanda, the connection. Then alone one can gain the full benefit of the study. The Upanishad will become a house of ideas then, in which we can comfortably live. And that state of living is figuratively called Muktihi. Otherwise, the Upanishad will be a stray set of bricks only. We would have covered it, but still we will be covered samsari only. Why we say all this is, we want to talk about the connection between the first and the second chapter. And in the first chapter, there are two imposed topics have been discussed, important topics, which are going to be developed or continued in the second chapter. So first chapter had two topics going to be covered in the second chapter, continued, which we indicated in the summary of the first chapter. One topic is adhyaropa, superimposition, which naturally requires the topic of apavada. Therefore, apavada is the main topic in the second chapter. Apavada means what? It is the negation of what has been temporarily accepted in adhyaropa. So, adhyaropitasya, adhyastasya, mithyabhutasya, anatma prapanchasya, nishedaha, apavadaha, ityuchyate. So, this is one topic. And the second topic, which was discussed in first chapter, is Vidya Sutra and Avidya Sutra Dvayam. Vidya Sutram being Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, it is in the form of a well-known mantra, Atma Iti Eva Upasita, actually in the fourth section, seventh mantra. And Avidya Sutram is Jivatma Paramatma Beda Vakyam. This was given in the famous Vakyam, Anyaha Asau Anyaha Aham Iti Yaha Upaste Saha Na Veda. So one who sees Ishvara differently will not know anything. So Vidya Sutram is Abheda Vishayaha and Avidya Sutram is Bheda Vishayaha. Giving them in a nutshell. The Upanishad has explained Avidya Sutram in the first chapter itself, in the fifth and the sixth Brahmanas. Now what requires explanation is Vidya Sutram. Therefore, second chapter discusses Vidya Sutra Vivarana or commenting on the Vidya Sutra. In short, it elaborates Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. We can call it even another Mahavakya. So these are the two topics in second chapter, Apavadaha and Vidya Sutra Vivaranancha. So this second chapter is also like the first chapter, consisting of six Brahmanams or six sections. And of these six Brahmanams, first three Brahmanams deal with Apavadaha. So Apavada Pradhanam, Prathamam Brahmana Traya. Then the fourth Brahmana is a commentary on the Vidya Sutra. And the fifth Brahmana deals with Sarvatma Bhavaha, is also an explanation of Vidya Sutra. Sarvatma Bhava, everything is Atma. No Anatma separate from Atma. Atma Vetirikta Anatma Prapanchaha Nasti Eva. And the sixth and final Brahmanam deals with Guru Shishya Parampara, to show the glory of this tradition, from when it started, how many great acharyas had been there, and how lucky we are to have this study intact, even now, all those. Thus, Vidya Shrutyartham and Acharya says later, Yatharthan Cha. If one meditates upon it, one will immensely benefit. These are six Brahmanams in the second chapter. With this background, now we will enter the first Brahmanam of second chapter. This Brahmanam is a dialogue between King Ajatashatru and a Brahmin called Gargyaha. Not Gargi, be careful. Gargi is a woman, a great lady who comes later. Here it is Gargyaha. He is a Brahmana and Ajatashatru is a Kshatriya. So the interesting thing here is that Ajatashatru, the king, is the teacher and the Brahmana Gargya is the Shishya. And the story indicates in our olden days, even kings were highly cultured and knowledgeable and were even jnanis, whom Krishna says as Rajarishayaha. Rajarishayaha means Rajacha Asav Rishischa. So despite being a Raja, one lived a Rishi's life, and such kings are called Rajarishis. Janakadayaha, if you remember from Bhagavad Gita. So since Ajatashatru is a teacher here, it is called Ajatashatru Brahmana. Ajatashatru is a jnani and a Brahma Vidya Acharya also. What a great person he should be. So this chapter begins by introducing the teacher and the student. Let us read. Atha dvitiyodhyayaha atha prathamam brahmanam mantra 1. Om dripta bala kirha anuchano gargya asa sahovacha ajadashatrum kashyam brahmate bravaniti sahovacha ajadashatruho sahasrametasyam vachi dadmaha janako janakaiti vai janadavantiti. The Upanishad introduces student Gargya and teacher Ajatashatru, Gargya Asa. Once there was a Brahmin called Gargya, otherwise called Balaki. Son of Balaki is Balaki. Shankaracharya comments, he was Gargya Gotra Utpannaha, Gargya. He was Anuchanaha, Vedadhyayi. He had studied all the Vedas. Anuvachana means to study and also be able to chant the Vedas. Its perfect participle is Uchanaha. Anu plus Uchanaha is Anuchanaha. We have seen this actually in the Taittiriya Upanishad Sikshavalli. Vedamanu chacharyonte vashinamanu shasti. So Anuchya. And iti trishankor vedanu vachanam in the same Upanishad. So from Anuvach Dhatu, Anuvachanam, Anuchya, Anuchanaha. So Anuchana is a great title. One who had studied and knows how to teach also. He knew how to chant Vedas and also capable of teaching. Many may be well read, but may not be good teachers. Learning and communication, there may be a gap. Gargya is a learned person and also can teach. Not an ordinary person. But he had one problem. Driptaha means arrogant, ahambhavi. So he looked upon himself as a great person because he had a great father, great gotram, well-read, great family and all that. So vidya can cause problem if not properly digested. Vidya garvam. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita 5th chapter, Krishna says, Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gabihastini. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane. Lord recommends knowledge and humility. Driptaha means Dripyati, to be arrogant. From that only darpam comes in Bhagavad Gita also along with Rajoguna. Ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham parigraham. Because of that, his name itself got an adjective, driptaha, arrogant. Arrogant balaki. So the Upanishad says, dripta balaki ha anuchanaha, gargya asa. We know pride goes before a fall always. And not only he had this abhimana, his greatest abhimana is what? Brahmana abhimana. That is why he is going to get hit by a kshatriya. With this attitude, Gargya went to the Raja known as Ajatashatru, Saha Uvacha Ajatashatru. Who is Ajatashatru? Kashyam. Kashyam means Kashi Raja, Ajatashatru. He may be different from the other Ajatashatru who is Dharmaputra himself. But Upanishad, or Acharya do not say, Sangharacharya do not say anything that he was Dharmaputra and also here. So he was a jnani, that is indicated by the very name Ajatashatruhu. Na jataha shatruhu, yes, yes, aham, Ajatashatruhu. One for whom there is no enemy. He never sees anyone as his shatru, indicating Advesha Sarvabhutana. He did not have Dvesha with anyone. It's a sign of wisdom. Therefore, he was a jnani. But Gargya, by his arrogance, considered himself as a jnani and thought of Ajatashatru as an ajnani. So two mistakes he committed, underestimating the king and overestimating himself. And he goes to the king and offered himself to be a guru and says, Brahmate Bravani. Hey Rajan, Aham Bravani, I shall teach you what is Brahman. Brahman, the reality, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahman. I shall teach you. And Ajatashatru replied back, Saho Vacha Ajatashatruhu. He replied in the following words, Etasyam Vachi Sahasram Dadmaha. By your mere words, I am very happy. And happy that a Brahmana has come to offer me the teaching of Brahman. For your mere offering, I will give you 1,000 cows as dakshina. In those days, this was the type of dakshina. We know this from కఠోపనిషద్ ఆల్సో అండ్ హీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ హీ గివ్స్ ద రీజన్ జనకః జనకః ఇతి జనాః ధావంతి ఆల్ బ్రాహ్మణస్ థింక్ దట్ జనక అలోన్ వుడ్ రిసీవ్ ద టీచింగ్ అండ్ దే ఆల్ గో టు హిమ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ హీ అలోన్ ఈస్ ముముక్షు హీ అలోన్ ఇస్ దాత వుడ్ గివ్ బిక్ దక్షిణ అండ్ ఆల్ అండ్ సే దో దే ఆల్ గో టు జనక నో వన్ కమ్స్ టు మీ పర్హాప్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ఇట్ లుక్స్ జనక అండ్ అజాత శత్రు వేర్ కాంటెంపరీస్ నవ్ అజాత శత్రు ఈస్ హ్యాపీ దట్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ హ్యాడ్ కమ్ టు హిమ్ టు టీచ్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య మంత్ర టూ సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః యయేవ అసావాదిత్యే పురుషః ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాస ఇతి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టా అతిష్టా సర్వేషాం భూతానాం మూర్ధా రాజేతి వా అహమేతముపాస ఇతి సయ ఏతమేవముపాస్తే అతిష్టా సర్వేషాం భూతానాం మూర్ధా రాజా భవతి వి విల్ సీ ఫస్ట్ ది డెవలప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణం గార్గ్య ఆఫర్డ్ ఐ షాల్ టీచ్ వాట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ అస్యూమింగ్ దట్ హీ న్యూ ఇట్ అజాతశత్రు అగ్రీడ్ టు లిసన్ యాజ్ అ స్టూడెంట్ అండ్ గార్గ్య ఈస్ అబౌట్ టు స్టార్ట్ బట్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్ గార్గ్య హ్యాపన్స్ టు నో ఓన్లీ హిరణ్య గర్భ విచ్ ఇస్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ సోపాతికం బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ సవిశేషం బ్రహ్మన్ దిస్ వాజ్ డిస్కస్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ అధ్యారోప ప్రకరణం ఇన్ సప్తాన్న బ్రాహ్మణం వీ డిస్కస్డ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ అధ్యాత్మం అధిభూతం అధిదైవం అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ అండ్ బియాండ్ దిస్ హిరణ్య గర్భ దర్ ఇస్ అ హయర్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఇస్ నిర్గుణం నిరుపాధికం నిర్విశేషం బ్రహ్మన్ దిస్ గార్గ్య డిడ్ నాట్ నో ఇన్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ సో గార్గ్య న్యూ సగుణం బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ నాట్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మన్ వెరాస్ అజాతశత్రు న్యూ అబౌట్ బోత్ సగుణం అండ్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మన్ దెర్ఫోర్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ గార్గ్య కంటిన్యూస్ టు టీచ్ అబౌట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ హీ టీచర్స్ అజాతశత్రు సేస్ ఐ నో దిస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ గార్గ్య అటెంప్టెడ్ టు టీచ్ అండ్ హీ కంప్లీట్స్ ద పోర్షన్ అజాతశత్రు కంప్లీట్స్ ద పోర్షన్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ అజాతశత్రు న్యూ సంథింగ్ మోర్ దాన్ గార్గ్య ఆల్సో ద బ్రాహ్మణ దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ అబౌట్ 11, 12, 13 మంత్రాస్ గార్గ్య ఎగ్జాస్ హిస్ టీచింగ్స్ అండ్ దెన్ అజాతశత్రు ఆస్క్డ్ అ కౌంటర్ క్వశ్చన్ డోంట్ యు నో సంథింగ్ మోర్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికాస్ గార్గ్య ఈజ్ ఫినిష్డ్ విత్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మ అండ్ న్యూ నథింగ్ అబౌట్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ అట్ ఆల్ When Ajatashatru put forward this question, Gargya put his head down with shame. I came with a puffed head, walking in the clouds, claiming to be a teacher, offering voluntarily to teach King Ajatashatru, who asked him a question for which Gargya had no answer. But he accepted his defeat decently and said that he would reverse the table. Gargya said, I will sit down. And you take a higher place and said, you teach me, I shall learn. Thus the Guru-Sishya role got reversed as in the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, Arjuna was commander and Krishna is the obeyer. He was mere chauffeur. And from the second chapter onwards, Krishna is commander, Arjuna becomes his disciple. Thereafterwards, Ajatashatru teaches that Hiranyagarbha is not real Brahman, thus indicating Apavada. That is why this is called Apavada Prakarana. Negating Hiranyagarbha, the Raja Ajatashatru will teach Nirgunam Brahman. This is the development of this chapter. Now, how does Gargya teach Ajatashatru about Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha teaching alone comes from Mantra 2 to Mantra 13 in 12 mantras. Who is Hiranyagarbha? We know individual jiva has got many organs, Jnanendriyani, Karmendriyani, Pancha Pranadeha, all that. All we have known from Tattva Bodha. Please refer back to Tattva Bodha again. Each organ has a limited faculty, a shakti or power, like seeing, hearing, speaking and all that. And they are all blessed by a corresponding total power, samashti. So individual darshana shakti comes from the total darshana shakti. And the total power alone is called adhishtana devata, which blesses every karanam. Karanam is vyashti and Adhishtana Devata is Samashti. All Visa in Tattvabodha. Please go back again and refer to that if you need any clarification. So Adhishtana Devatas of, for example, Shrotrasya Dik Devata, Tvacho Vayuhu, Chakshusa Suryaha, Rasanat Varunaha, Pranasya Ashvinav, Vacho Devata Vannihi. And similarly, for Karmendriyas also, there are Adhishtana Devatas. So to put it in a technical language, Karanam is Adhyatmam, Devata is Adhidevam. All Karanams put together become individual Jiva. In the same way, all Devatas put together become Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, every Devata is seen as a limb of Hiranyagarbha, just as every Karanam is my limb, Avayavam. Similarly, every Devata is an Avayavam or part or limb of Hiranyagarbha. And for Hiranyagarbha Upasana, scriptures introduce any Avayava Devata as a symbol or Alambana. The word Alambanam you are familiar already. Upon that one Devata, one has to meditate on the Samashti Hiranyagarbha. Surya is one Devata for the eye. In Surya, we can meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. So Gargya is talking about several Upasanas upon Hiranyagarbha from Mantra 3. Let us read now. Sahovacha Gargyaha Yayevasau Chandre Purushaham Yevamevaham Brahma Upasayiti Sahovacha Ajata Shatruho Mamaitas Pinsam Vadishtaha Brihan Pandara Vasaha Somo Rajetiva Ahameta Upasayiti Sayayeta Mevamupaste Aharaharha Sutta Prasuto Bhavati Nasyanam Kshiyate. Now Gargya introduces Hiranyagarbha Upasana in the second mantra itself, and we can extend it to third mantra also. So what is the devata taken here? Aditya Devata, second mantra, Aditya Devata, which is only one Adidaiva Devata, and all devatas are not taken together. Aditya Devata is not total Hiranyagarbha, we should remember, but only a limb or avayava of Hiranyagarbha. And Aditya is available in Surya Mandalam. And therefore, the Upasaka should meditate. Devati is Aditya Devata. But here, our worship is not one Devata, but the Upanishad is of all Devatas put together. The moment Gargya talked about the Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Ajatashatru told him, Mama Yetasmin Samvadishtaha. Not to waste time, and told him not to discuss the Hiranyagarbha Upasana, because I am an expert in this Upasana. And not only that, Ajatashatru's Upasana was even more elaborate than that of Gargya. Much more elaborate. And what is that? He says he also does Hiranyagarbha Upasana on Aditya, but his Upasana is on Hiranyagarbha endowed with more virtues. Guna Visishta Hiranyagarbha Upasana. We are familiar with this term also. Whereas Gargya talks of ordinary Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And what are those virtues? Ajatashatru says he sees three virtues. What are those? Atishtaha, Murdha and Raja. All these are glories of Hiranyagarbha. He says, Adishtaha, so Hiranyagarbha, Murta Hiranyagarbha, and Raja Hiranyagarbha, Aham Upasayiti. So Gargya asked him the meaning, and Shankaracharya writes, Adishtaha means Sarvan Atisya Tishtati, who is prominent, who is superior to all others. In simple Sanskrit, it is called Pradhanaha or Mukhyaha, Shreshtaha, great. And Murdha means Pujyaha, Pujaniyaha, Varaniyaha, Adharaniyaha, Samvadaniyaha, adorable. And the third Visheshanam is Raja, means normally it is a king. But Acharya takes it as Prakasha Swabhavaha. Deeptiman, Rajate, Prakashate, Deepyate, Iti Raja. One who is effulgent, shining, brilliant. Thus, Atishtatvam, Murdhatvam, Rajatvam, Guna Visishtam, Hiranyagarbham, Aham Upase. Do you know this? As Ajatashatru to Gargya. And says, this Upasana has got great phalam also. We have to apply the general rule. Yata yata upaste, tadeva bhavati. The phalam is as per the upasana. Therefore, if I see Hiranyagarbha as prominent one, the upasaka will also become prominent in society as adorable one. One will become adorable, brilliant, and also becomes the one. If you does upasana as a brilliant one, he will also become brilliant. These are all the phalam for sakama upasana. We should remember this. But if one says, I don't want to be prominent, adorable in society and all that, then nishkama upasanaya, the phalam is chitta shuddhi, chitta naischalyam, chitta ekagrata, chitta vishalata. These are all spiritual refinements. They have to be understood. Thus, the first Hiranyagarbha upasana has begun from the second mantra and it is going to go up to 13. So, varieties of Hiranyagarbha upasanas are going to be discussed. So, from the third mantra onwards, same pattern is going to continue. Gargya tells of another Devata upasana. Ajatashatru will know it. He will add also Visheshanam to that and he will also tell the phalam, and that is how it is going to continue. Now let us read from mantra 4 to mantra 13 together. Saho vacha gargyaha ya eva sau vidyuti purushaha etame vaham brahmopasayiti saho vacha ajata shatruho mamaitasmin samvadishtaha tejasviti va ahametamupasayiti saya etamevamupaste tejasviha bhavati Tejasvini hasya praja bhavati sahovacha gargyaha ya evayam akashe purushaha etamevaham brahmopasayiti sahovacha ajata shatruhu mamaitasmin samvadishtaha purnama pravartitivam ahametam upasayiti saya etamevam upaste puryate prajaya pashubihi nasyatma lokat Prajot Vardate Saho Vacha Gargyaham Ya Evayam Vayo Purushaham Etame Vaham Brahmopasa Yiti Saho Vacha Ajata Shatruhum Mamaitas Minsam Vadishtaham Indro Vaikunto Aparajita Sene Tivam Ahameta Mupasa Yiti Saya Etame Vamupaste Jishnurha apara jishnuho bhavatim anyatasya jayim saho vacha gargyaham ya evayam agnau purushaham etame vaham brahmopasayiti saho vacha ajata shatruho mamaitasmin samvadishtaham vishasahiritivam ahametam upasayiti sayam etame vamupaste vishasarhiha bhavatim Vishasarhiha bhavatim, Vishasakirhasya praja bhavatim, saho vacha gargyaham, ya evayam apsu purushaham, etame vaham brahmopasayitim, saho vacha ajata shatruho, mamaitasmin samvadishtaham, pratirupayitivam, ahametam upasayiti, saya etam eva upaste, Pratirupam ha eva yenam upagacchati na apratirupam ato pratirupasma jayate sahovacha gargyaha ya evaya madarshe purushaha etamevaham brahmopasayiti sahovacha ajata shatruho mamaitasmin samvadishtaha rochishnuritivam ahametam upasayiti saya etamevam upaste Rochishnurha bhavati, Rochishnurhasya praja bhavati, Atho yai sannigacchati, Sarvam stham ati rochate, Sahovacha gargyaha, Ya evayam entam paschatam, Shabdhonu detim, Etame vaham brahmopasayiti, Sahovacha ajata shatruhu, Mamaitas minsam vadishtaham, Asuritiva ahametamupasayiti saya etamevamupaste sarvam kaivasmilloka ayureti nainam pura kalat prano jahati sahovacha gargyaha ya evayam dikshu purushaha etamevaham brahmopasayiti sahovacha ajata shatruho mamaitasminsam vadishtaha Dutiyo napaga itivam, ahametam upasa itim, saya etamevam upaste, ద్వితీయవాన్ భవతి నాస్మాత్ గణశ్చిధ్యతే సహోవాచ గార్గ్య యేవాయం ఛాయమయ ఛాయామయ పురుష ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాస ఇతి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రు మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః మృత్యురితి వా అహమేతముపాస ఇతి సయ ఏతమేవముపాస్తే సర్వం హైవాస్మిల్లోక ఆయురేతి నైనం పురా కాలాన్ మృత్యురాగచ్చతి సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః యేవాయమాత్మని పురుష ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాస ఇతి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రు మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః ఆత్మన్వీతి వా అహమేతముపాస ఇతి సయ ఏతమేవముపాస్తే ఆత్మన్వీహ భవతి ఆత్మన్వీని ఆత్మన్వినీహాస్య ప్రజా భవతి సహ తూష్ణీమాస గార్గ్యః. స్వామీజీ సేస్ I thought it is better to at least read these mantras once in our lives. So I just at least read all of them together. Now we get a series of upasanas. The pattern is the same. One devata is taken, total Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon, Ajatashatru then presents some more visheshanams or vibhutis and also talks about its prayojanam, the phala. We will see it as a list. So the first one is Aditya Hiranyagarbha upasana. So Aditya Hiranyagarbha, that is presented by Gargya, and the Visheshanams were presented by Ajatashatru. Three Visheshanams we saw: Adishtaha, Murdha and Raja. Prominent, adorable and effulgent one. The Upasaka also becomes prominent, adorable and effulgent. That is the phala. This is the first Upasana in the second mantra. So we can make it like a, for example, a table. So Upasya Devata is Hiranyagarbha only in all Upasanas. Only the attributes will vary. So the Upasana, serial number of the Upasana will be one lesser than the number of the mantra. Okay, so now first Upasana we already saw Aditya. So Alambanam is Aditya. So Aditya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And Adishtaha, Murdha, Raja. Prominent, adorable, effulgent are the phala. And the second upasana is on Chandra, using Chandra as the alambanam. And the visheshanams, Ajatashatru says, is Brihan, as Mahan, great. And Pandaravasaha means Shukla Ambaraha, always wearing white clothes or pure clothes. And Somo Raja is attractive and Manoharaha also. So, great person, the Upasaka also will become great person, Mahan. He will also wear always pure clothes and he will be also very charming, attractive. And Acharya also adds, Anna Samriddhihi also, he will get plenty of food because Somo Devata is for all the Oshadis and all the Devata. And third Upasana is Vidyut. Vidyut means lightning, and the attributes of this lightning, Tejasvi, very shining and brilliant. So the Upasaka also will become Tejasvi. And the fourth Upasana is Akashaha, space. Akasha has got three attributes, Purnaha, all pervading. Actually it is not three attributes, Purnaha. And Apravarti, Apravarti means Akriyavan. Two visheshanam, Apravarti is Akriyavan. So the Upasaka also will become Purnaha Bhavati. And Akriyavan means, so Kriya Karma Rahitaha, he is a relaxed person. He is a passive, but it's not inertia, a relaxed person. So Shantaha Bhavati. And the fifth Upasana is Vayu, using Vayu as the Alambanam, wind. And the three, the attributes are Indra. Indra is Ishwaraha, he is ruler, he is the master. So the Upasaka also will become a ruler. And Vaikuntaha, Vaikuntaha means here, Amandaha, it's not dull, it's always agile, very dynamic, active person. So the Upasaka also will become agile and dynamic. And Aparajita Sena, whose army is never defeated. So here it is endowed with invincible power. That is what we can say for the Upasaka. And the sixth Upasana is Agni Upasana. And Agni is Vishasahihi. Actually Shankaracharya comments it as Marshayita, it means tolerant one. Yes, so always Kshamavan, Yetitukshu, patient person, like Agni, accepting. Agni accepts everything. So this person will be also accepting everything and will be patient. So that is the virtue, the benefit the person will get, the upasaka. Then the seventh upasana is apaha jalam as the alambanam, and it has got the visheshanam. So prati rupaha, having samana rupa, like our reflection is, whatever you see is your reflection. So Hiranyagarbha has many forms and powers also, similarly. And Shankaracharya says the upasaka also, he will get samana putra praptihi. Like parents, the children also will be, they will also be protecting the family, will protect the family's name and that kind of things. And the eighth upasana is adarshaha. Adarshaha means mirror. So rochishnu gunaha, clarity, it's shining. So swachha or shuddha swabhavaha. So this person also will have clear mind. And the ninth upasana is anugachan shabdaha. Anugachan shabdaha means it's a gasping sound, following is a gasping sound endowed with prana. For example, of a runner, after he runs, the sound follows the gasping sound. So this upasana is on the sound, the gasping sound. And asu means prana gunatvena, so like live energy. So Hiranyagarbha, full of liveliness, energy. So the person who does the upasana, upasaka, will have dirga ayuhu, long healthy life and all that. And the tenth upasana is on disha. Disha means dik, direction. So dvitiyatva, that's the attribute, always with the second one. For example, north has south, west has east. So these are, which are anapagaha means they are inseparable. So avyuktatva, so direction is always connected and inseparable. So this person also will get inseparable relationships. And the 11th upasana is on chaya. Chaya means shadow. So the attributes are mrityuhu. Because shadow stands for tamoguna, ignorance. Ignorance is a cause of mortality. So the person also who does the upasana, he will have ajnana nivrittihi. He will be devoid of ajnana. And the 12th upasana here is on Atma itself. So Prajapati is the attribute here. So Samashti Rupena Upasana. So all devatas put together, this upasana is done. So the person who does the upasana also, he will become Atmanvi Bhavati. So Vashyatmakatvam, self-control he will have, total mastery on oneself and all the organs and all that thing. So Atmanitvam. So that is what he gets. So the last upasana is the 12th one is different from the others, because in all other upasanas it was done with one avayava, one organ or alambanam or symbol, but here the avayavi, these terms are familiar to us, dehi. So avayavi, samashti itself was used for the upasana, and the phalam is total control of oneself. So from the 2nd to the 13th mantra we got 12 upasanas. With this, Gargya is exhausted. So, Saham Tushneem Asa Gargyaha. With this, Gargya remained silent. Shankaracharya is commenting upon these mantras. He adds one more point, that the Upanishad is talking about meditating on Hiranyagarbha and each individual avayavas like Surya Devata, Chandra Devata and all that. And Hiranyagarbha happens to be Samashti Devata. And Acharya says, when we take the individual devatas for meditation, we should also take the corresponding individual organs also. So the Vyashti also must be brought in this upasana. For example, in the first upasana, Surya Devatayam Samashti Hiranyagarbha upasana was done. And Shankaracharya adds there, so Surya Chakshushi Militva. Surya Chakshushi Cha Militva. So the eyes also. So Surya is Adhishtana Devata of eyes. So Surya and eyes are combined. That is Adhyatmam and Adhidevam. Surya Adhidevam, the eyes are Adhyatmam. They are combined. Upon the combined Alambanam, the Samashti Hiranyagarbha Upasana is to be done. Thus in every Upasana, corresponding Adhyatmam is also added by Acharya, which is not in the Upanishad. So we are not going to go ahead and say every Adhyatma mandal, most of them you know, which we have already covered also earlier. So Gargya had exhausted his knowledge regarding Hiranyagarbha. He is not able to speak any further. Mantra 14. Saho vacha ajata shatruho etavannu iti ఏతావద్దీతి నైతావతా విదితం భవతీతి సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః ఉపత్వాయానీతి. వెన్ గార్గ్య కెప్ట్ సైలెన్స్, సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రు, అజాశత్రు హాస్యం, ఏతావన్ను ఇతి ఏతావత్, ఓన్లీ దిస్ మచ్ డూ యూ నో అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్? యూ ప్రామిస్ టు టీచ్ మీ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్, యూ హ్యావ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ సగుణ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఓన్లీ అండ్ డోంట్ సీమ్ టు నో సంథింగ్ హయ్యర్, నేమ్లీ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మన్. సో హీ యాడెడ్, యూ సీమ్ టు నో అపరం బ్రహ్మ, నాట్ పరం బ్రహ్మ, ఆర్ అపరా ప్రకృతి అండ్ నాట్ పరా ప్రకృతి. దీస్ టర్మ్స్ ఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్ టు అస్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ ఇయర్లీ డిస్కషన్స్. సో హీ యాస్డ్ ఏతావన్ను, ఇట్ ఈస్ లెంగ్థెన్ ఫర్ 3 మాత్రా డ్యూరేషన్. ద లెంగ్థెనింగ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పుళతం. వాట్ ఈస్ ఇస్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్? ఆనందగిరి సేస్ ఇట్ ఇండికేట్స్ దాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఎన్క్వైర్ ఫర్దర్. సో విచార అర్థకా ప్లుతి. సో దాట్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు ఎన్క్వైర్ ఫర్దర్, డోంట్ బీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ వాట్ యు నో, బెటర్ ఎన్క్వైర్ మోర్ విత్ మీ. దట్స్ వాట్ అజాతశత్రు టోల్డ్ గార్గ్య. సో ది కమింగ్ ఎన్క్వైరీ ఈస్ ఇండికేటెడ్ బై ప్లుతి ది లాంగేషన్. గార్గ్య రిప్లైస్ ఏతావద్ది ఇది గార్గ్య వాచ్ ఇట్ ఈస్. గార్గ్య సెట్ హీ న్యూ దిస్ మచ్ ఓన్లీ, ఐ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ మై నాలెడ్జ్. దెన్ అజాతశత్రు రిప్లైస్ ఏతావతా విదితం న భవతి, బై నోయింగ్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మ యూ హ్యావ్ నాట్ నోన్ బ్రహ్మన్ రియలీ, ఇండికేటింగ్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద రియల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. యాజ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత, అవ్యక్తం వ్యక్తమాపన్నం మన్యంతే మామ బుద్ధయ పరం భావమజానంత మమావ్యయమనుత్తమం. దోస్ అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ అబుద్ధయ, సీయింగ్ సమ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ వన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆర్ ది అదర్, దే కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ దే హ్యావ్ సీన్ మీ అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అబుద్ధయ. దే డూ నాట్ నో పరం భావం విచ్ ఇస్ ఫార్మ్లెస్ భావం. సో హీ సేస్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. సో అజాతశత్రు డస్ నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ ఈవెన్ హాఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ బికాస్ అపరం బ్రహ్మ బీయింగ్ మిథ్య, నోయింగ్ దాట్ ఈస్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. నోయింగ్ కిరణ్య గర్భ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఇగ్నరెన్స్ బికాస్ వన్ హ్యాస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ద ఫాల్స్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ బెనిఫిట్ వైస్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ బికాస్ బై నోయింగ్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ వన్ డస్ నాట్ గెట్ రిలీజ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ సంసార అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ నో చేంజ్ ఇన్ ది సంసారీ స్టేటస్. ప్రీవియస్లీ ఐ హ్యాడ్ నాట్ సీన్ అ ఫామ్, ఐ వాస్ అ సంసారీ. ఆఫ్టర్ సై సీయింగ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ద ఫామ్ బట్ అగైన్ ఐ ఎమ్ అ సంసారీ ఓన్లీ. దట్ ఈస్ వై అజాతశత్రు సేస్ ఏతావత హిరణ్యగర్భ జ్ఞానేన బ్రహ్మ విదితం నభవతి. ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ ఇట్ మీన్స్ హిరణ్యగర్భ ఈస్ నాట్ రియల్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఓన్లీ సూడో బ్రహ్మన్. గార్గ్య హ్యాస్ గాట్ నో వే బట్ టు సరెండర్ టు అజాతశత్రు. సో శిష్యస్తేహం షాదిమాం త్వాం ప్రపన్నం. దర్ ఫోర్ సహోవాచ గార్గ్య. గార్గ్య రిప్లైడ్ ఉపత్వా యాని ఇతి. ద ఉప అండ్ యాని దాట్ మస్ట్ బి కనెక్టెడ్. సో టు వన్ వర్డ్ అస్ ఉపయాని, ఉపగచ్చాని. I am approaching you as your disciple. So until now, I approached you as a great Brahmana knowing Brahman. Now I approach you as a Sishya to have Brahma Vidya from you. Tva Upayani. When Gargi offered to become a disciple of Ajatashatru, Ajatashatru replies in the next mantra, mantra 15. Let us read. Saho vacha Ajatashatruho pratilomam chaitat yat యత్ బ్రాహ్మణ క్షత్రియముపేయాత్ బ్రహ్మమే వక్ష్యతీతి వ్యేవత్వా న్యపయిష్యామీతి తం ప్రాణావాదాయ ఉత్తస్థౌ తౌహ పురుషం సుప్తం అజగ్మతుః తమైతర్నామభిః ఆమంత్రయాంచక్రే బ్రహ్మన్ పాండరవాసః సోమరాజన్నితి సన ఉత్తస్థౌ తం పాణినాపేషం బోధయాంచకార సహోత్తస్థౌ తమేతైర్నామభి. సో ఫస్ట్ అజాతశత్రు పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంప్రాపర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అ వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ విరుద్ధ ఫార్ క్షత్రియ టు టీచ్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ. ఇన్ ఓల్డెన్ డేస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ ఓన్లీ సర్టన్ పీపుల్ క్యాన్ టేక్ టు సర్టన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ జాబ్స్. బ్రాహ్మణ హ్యాస్ గాట్ 6 కర్మాస్, షట్ కర్మాణి, వాచ్ ఆర్ దోస్ అధ్యయనం అధ్యాపనం లర్నింగ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ యజనం యాజనం పెర్ఫార్మెన్స్ అండ్ హెల్పింగ్ పెర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్ ప్రీస్ట్లీ యాక్టివిటీస్ దానం అండ్ ప్రతిగ్రహం గివింగ్ గిఫ్ట్స్ అండ్ రిసీవింగ్ గిఫ్ట్స్ సో ఆఫ్ ది సిక్స్ కర్మాస్ త్రీ ఆర్ అలౌడ్ ఫర్ క్షత్రియాస్ అండ్ వైశ్యాస్ ఆల్సో దే కెన్ డూ అధ్యయనం దే కెన్ డూ యజనం దే కెన్ డూ దానం బట్ నాట్ అధ్యాపనం యాజనం అండ్ ప్రతిగ్రహం After Adhyayanam, they go to rule the country or go for some business. Whereas a Brahmana after Adhyayanam is not supposed to go for administration or business, he is supposed to go for Adhyapanam only, teaching. Yajanam is common for Kshatriya, Vaisya and Brahmana and Shudra also, rarely. But the Yajanam, officiating a ritual, Brahmana alone can do, others cannot. Similarly, Dhanam is also common for all of them, but Pratigraha, Accepting dhanam is allowed only for Brahmana. It is kept for Brahmana because Brahmana cannot earn beneficially through any other method except taking dhanam for his livelihood. Therefore, his jobs, adhyapanam, yajanam and pratigraham. Therefore, in Gurukula also, all may come to learn. But teaching has to be done only by a Brahmana, Guru only. So, Ajatashatru says, how can I take the role of a teacher? And take you as my disciple. So, pratilomam cha etat. It will become topsy-turvy. It will become ulta. What is that? Etat. So, brahmanaha kshatriyam upeyat. That a brahmana is going to a kshatriya as a student is pratiloma. And that too he is going with the intention of brahma me vakshati iti. That kshatriya will teach me brahman. At the same time, there is no other way also. And some compromise has to be made. So, according to Dharma Shastra, it doesn't suit practically looking. As he seems to know more, Gargia knows less how to get over this problem. And he says, to become a Sishya, certain formalities are there. That is going with the Samit Pani. We already have seen all this, doing Namaskara, then Guru being seated above and Sishya seated below. So the external formalities are generally conducted during Upanayana ceremony because it is a rite through which one formally becomes a Sishya of an Acharya. So doing Pada Puja, garlanding, doing Namaskara, formal procedures. Here Ajatashatru says that you need not become a formal Sishya. We will abolish the ritual part. But I don't refuse to teach you or to take you as a Sishya. But I don't want to break the Varnashrama tradition because it is not proper. So here the beauty is, the suggestion comes from whom? From Ajatashatru himself. Gargia was not arrogant as usually. He used to be arrogant. And he did not say, oh, I am a Brahmin and all, I will not learn from you. No. Gargia was not arrogant because of his Brahmanatvam. He was not arrogant at all. He was ready to surrender and learn. But Ajatashatru shows his maturity and magnanimity and says, I won't violate tradition. Vevatva nyapishyami iti. I shall teach you without being formal. In this regard, Swamiji tells something very interesting. In any matha, when a new acharya is chosen, he must be very young. After becoming a sannyasi, the new bala sannyasi has to learn the scriptures, but the present senior acharya will be busy with so many other things. So he will teach some important things, and the other things like shastras and all, another shastri will teach. But according to shastra, a sannyasi and would be jagadguru, ashrama wise, is in a higher status. And a grahastha shastri is in lower status, and so he cannot teach sannyasi. They have to design a method. They say, these grahasthas will be teaching some other grahastha or brahmachari, formally in the matha itself. And the direct student will be some other student, and this would-be acharya, he sits a little bit aside, as though he is overhearing the teaching. The idea is, he does not directly become a disciple, therefore Dharma Shastra is not violated, and at the same time, the new Matha Adhipati gets the knowledge. Therefore, Ajatashatru says, I shall teach you Brahma Vidya even without your becoming a former Sishya. Therefore, Vevatva Yapayishyami. Here the word Veva should be split as V plus Eva. And that we should be connected to Jnapayishyami eva. Therefore, it becomes Vignapayishyami. So that means what bother is sharing. I shall teach you. Being an informal relationship with mutual inner respect and outwardly without being guru shishya bhava to indicate that what does Ajashatru do? Panav adaya uttastav, holding their hands, got up. Normally guru does not do that. In United States and all, there is no physical expression of respect. But in our tradition, between teacher and student, but in our tradition, respect is not only mental, but also physical. So he says, all these are not required. Let us walk hand in hand. While Ajashatru teaches Gargiya. Then what did Ajashatru do? Tauha purusham suptam ajakmatuho. Suptam purusham, sleeping person. Imagine some person who is sleeping. Just it's a what is happening, just only narrative. So some person is sleeping and Ajatashatru took Gargiya and both of them approached a sleeping person. And what did Ajatashatru do? Yetaihi namabihi, so amantrayan chakre. He addressed him. Yetaihi namabihi. Yetaihi namabihi. So by following names. He Brihan, He Pandaravasaha, He Soma, He Rajan. So all Sambodhana Pratamas. So these four names are names of the Prana Devata. We saw it in the third mantra earlier. So when mentioning a type of upasana, that prana rupena upasanam karomi. And for prana, various visheshanams, attributes were given. Brihan is one, Pandaravasa is another one, and Somorajan and Artha. So various things were given. So all these names are for the Samashti Prana or Hiranyagarbha, who was meditated upon as Chandra Devata, Brihan, vast one, Pandaravasa, white clothed one, pure clothes, and Shuklamparaha, and Soma Raja, charming one, and Manojnaha, attractive one also. And then what happened? Saha na uttastav, he did not wake up at all. The sleeping person did not, he's addressing, he didn't wake up. Thereafterwards, what did Ajashatru do? Tam panina yesham bodhayan chakre. He went near and touched his body to wake him. Nothing happened. Then he shook him a bit and nothing happened also. Then he repeatedly and violently shook him. Pesham means shaking. Apesham, repeated shaking, violent shaking. After shaking several times, saha uttastav, he woke up. Up to that only Upanishad says, after waking up where he went and all, nothing is said. He woke up. From this, Gargiya and Ajatashatru have to learn something, and what they have learned, that comes in the next mantra. Let us read. Mantra 16. Sahovacha Ajatashatruho yatraisha yetat suptobhut yayesha vijnanamaya purushaha kvaishatadabhut kuta yetadagati taduhanamene Gargiya. So here we will discuss a small inquiry made by Shankaracharya into the significance of waking a person. Somebody is waking. Waking a person by what? By shaking, and that also violent shaking in the previous mantra. Acharya says, Ajatashatru wants to show that individual Jivatma, the conscious entity, is different from both the Sthula Shariram and the Prana, the Sukshma Shariram. So, sthula, sukshma, sharira, vetirikta, atma. That's what he wants to show. So, how does this incident reveal that? We can say that if the physical body were atma, that is jiva, the individual, the physical body was very much alive. But when Ajatashatru touched and shook his physical body, he did not wake up. Not only that, some people wake up after a little bit shaking. Some people after violent shaking. And some don't even afterwards. From that, what we can conclude is, Jiva, the individual, the conscious principle, is someone different from the body and who identifies with the body, and this identification can come and go. And that too in various grades even, such as total identification, semi-identification, it may have grades also. So this identification should be caused by a unique factor, because for anything to happen, there must be a cause. And according to Shastra, this grade is caused by karma. Identification and disidentification and levels of intensity in identification, they are all attributed to karma. ఇన్ కైవల్య ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెట్ పునశ్చ జన్మాంతర కర్మయోగాత్ సయేవ జీవ స్వపితి ప్రబుద్ధ. వెన్ జీవ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ ద బాడీ, హీ ఈస్ ఏబుల్ టు ఎగ్జాస్ట్ హిస్ పుణ్యపాపం త్రూ సుఖం అండ్ దుఃఖం. అండ్ వెన్ దర్ ఇస్ నో ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ ద బాడీ, దర్ ఇస్ నో ఎగ్జాషన్ ఆఫ్ సుఖం అండ్ దుఃఖం, విచ్ మీన్స్ పుణ్య అండ్ పాపాస్ ఆర్ సస్పెండెడ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్. సస్పెండెడ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్, ఇంపార్టెంట్ వర్డ్. సో పుణ్యపాప సస్పెన్షన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ డ్యూరింగ్ స్లీప్, పుణ్యపాప యాక్టివేషన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ డ్యూరింగ్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ. పుణ్యపాపం వేరీస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇండివిజువల్ టు ఇండివిజువల్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ దేహ అభిమానం ఆల్సో విల్ వేరీ ఫ్రమ్ అవస్థ టు అవస్థ. ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఇండికేటెడ్ బై వాట్? శరీర పేషణేన అకార్డింగ్ టు వేరియస్ లెవెల్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెన్సిటీ హీ వేక్స్ అప్ ఆర్ డస్ నాట్ వేకప్. ఆల్ దీస్ బికమ్ ప్రాపర్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ అక్సెప్ట్ జీవా ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ బాడీ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్స్ త్రూ ద బాడీ అండ్ గవర్న్డ్ బై కర్మ, సో లెస్ ప్రారబ్ధ మీన్స్ మోర్ స్లీప్, మోర్ ప్రారబ్ధ మీన్స్ నో స్లీప్ ఆర్ లెస్ స్లీప్. సో దేహం వ్యతిరిక్త జీవ ఈజ్ వన్ పాయింట్ దట్ ఈస్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ నౌ. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ పాయింట్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ ఈస్ ప్రాణ వ్యతిరిక్త జీవ. జీవ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రాణ ఆల్సో, విచ్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ప్రాణ దేవత. ప్రాణ ఈజ్ బోత్ అధ్యాత్మం అండ్ అధిదేవం. వి సా ఆల్ దట్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ డిస్కషన్స్. హౌ డు వి నో? అజాతశత్రు అడ్రస్డ్ హిమ్ విత్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణదేవత. బృహన్ పాండరవాస, సోమోరాజన్, ఆల్ ఆర్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ సమష్టి ప్రాణదేవత, హిరణ్య గర్భ. అండ్ ప్రాణ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ రెస్పాండెడ్ బికాస్ ద ప్రాణ వాస్ వెరీ మచ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ డ్యూరింగ్ స్లీప్. ఇఫ్ నాట్, వన్ విల్ డిస్పోజ్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ అస్ డెడ్ బాడీ. సో పంచ ప్రాణాత్మక, పంచాత్మక ప్రాణ నెవర్ గోస్ టు స్లీప్ అండ్ వెరీ మచ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్, బట్ స్టిల్ దట్ ప్రాణ డిడ్ నాట్ రెస్పాండ్, ఇండికేటింగ్ దట్ ద చేతన జీవాత్మ ఈజ్ సమ్ వన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రాణ ఆల్సో. సో ప్రాణదేవత ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు బి సమష్టి హిరణ్య గర్భ సర్వజ్ఞ. హీఈస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు రెస్పాండ్ టు దాట్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ప్రాణ వ్యతిరిక్త. అండ్ ద థర్డ్ పాయింట్ శంకరాచార్య యాడ్స్ ఇస్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ అదర్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆల్సో, లైక్ ద జ్ఞానేంద్రియాస్, ద కర్మేంద్రియాస్ ఎట్సెట్రా, బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రాణశక్తి. ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ అవర్ ప్రీవియస్ పోర్షన్స్, ప్రాణ అలోన్ ఈజ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆర్గన్. మైనస్ ప్రాణ నో ఆర్గన్ క్యాన్ ఫంక్షన్. అండ్ వీ సెట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ రీజన్ ఈవెన్ జ్ఞానేంద్రియాస్ అండ్ కర్మేంద్రియాస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాణ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రాణ. అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ ప్రాణే అంతర్గతత్వాత్ అన్యకరణాన్ని అపి నా ఆత్మ. సో ఫైనలీ వై డిడ్ జీవా నాట్ రెస్పాండ్ దెన్? ఇఫ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ జీవా డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ శరీరం అండ్ ప్రాణ, దాట్ జీవాత్మ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ రెస్పాండెడ్ బికాస్ ఆచార్య ఆన్సర్స్ జీవాత్మ క్యాన్ ఫంక్షన్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ ది కరణమ్స్. ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆర్ ఆర్గన్స్ అండ్ సిన్స్ దోస్ వర్ ఆల్ ది ఆర్గన్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ రిసాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ స్లీప్, జీవాత్మ కుడ్ నాట్ రెస్పాండ్. Thus, there is a jivatma who is different from physical body, different from prana and all other organs, and who is withdrawn, all the organs are withdrawn because of resolution of karanas, and such jivatma is there. That is the conclusion. So, having kept this in mind, Ajashatru asks, where was this jivatma during sleep? So, this jivatma who is different from body, prana, and who did not respond because of the resolution of the karanams, that jivatma must have been somewhere. And where was that jivatma at the time of sushupti is the question. So this is the question that Ajatashatru asks Gargya. Now if you look at the mantra, sahovacha ajatashatruhu yatra yeshaha suptaha abhut. When this person was sleeping, yeshaha vijnanamaya purushaha, this vijnanamaya, this jivatma, the conscious entity, who is different from body and prana, where was he? And Shankaracharya clarifies, where was he? Where was he portion, Shankaracharya clarifies. That he clarifies it as, in what nature was he? Kasmin swarupe asit. Not only that, kutaha etatagat. After long violent shaking, again, this jivatma became conscious of what is happening around. So from where did he come? In short, the question is reduced to what is the original nature of Jivatma? Because whenever something does not function, it gets resolved, it has to resolve into its original nature only. For example, take a pot. Pot is an incidental nature of clay alone. And clay assumes the nature and functions of the pot temporarily. And the pot loses its nature and drops its function, it must have been resolved into where? It must resolve into clay nature only. Similarly, Jivatma functions as an individual now and has got individuality now. And during sleep, this Jivatma loses his individuality, drops his functions, and therefore he must be where? In his original nature only. So what is the original nature of Jivatma? In which nature the Jivatma remains at the time of Sushupti? We know the answer. Paramatma Swarupe Tishtati. It gets into its Paramatma Swarupam. And Gargya says, Tadu Hana Mene Gargyaha. He does not know this. Therefore, Ajatashatru teaches Jivatma's nature is Paramatma. And during sleep, we are all Paramatma Swarupam only. We are existent and conscious principle. And we don't have individuality, name, form, raga, dvesha, nothing. And we are all Shuddha Chaitanya Swarupam. This is coming in the mantra 17. We will read. Saho vacha ajata shatruho yatraisha yetat supto bhut yayesha vijnanamaya purushaha tadesham prananam vijnanena vijnanamadaya yayeshontar hridaya akashaha tasmin chete tani yadagrinnati atahaitat purushaswapiti nama tadgrihita eva prano bhavati grihita vag grihitam chakshuhu grihitam shrotram grihitam manaha. So Ajatashatru now explains what happens to a jiva in sushupti avastha. In other words, how jivatma abides as paramatma in sushupti. To understand this, we have to remember certain fundamental principles. Our essential nature, as revealed by Upanishads, is Paramatma Swarupam or Nirvisesha Chaitanya Swarupam, unqualified awareness or unlocated awareness, directionless awareness or Sakshi Swarupam. All these terms we have mentioned earlier many times. This I, the Nirvisesha Chaitanyam, the Sakshi, has got an Upadhi or an instrument called mind or intellect or Antakaranam. It is a conditioning instrument. For example, if the space is Sakshi, the part in the space is like Antakarana. I, the space like Sakshi, have got a conditioning called the Antakaranam compared to a part. Now, because of the unique nature of Antakaranam, I, the Sakshi, gets reflected in Buddhi. And this reflected consciousness becomes an incidental extension called Chidabhasaha. So I, the Chit, have got Chidabhasa extension. And this extension is not my very nature because it is incidental. It is temporary. It is withdrawable due to the Antakarana. It depends on the Antakarana. And the conditions of Chidabhasa, that Chidabhasa, that is the extended I, the consciousness, depends on Antakarana. Thus, if Antakarana is mind, Buddhi. So if Antakaranam expands, Chidabhasa expands. And if Antakaranam contracts, Chidabhasa also will contract. And because of this Chidabhasa extension, I seem to have an individuality, a location, or a located I notion. Why? Because Antakaranam has got location. Chidabhasa also has got location. Hence, I, with the extension of Chidabhasa, seem to have a location. And during Jagrat Avastha, Antakaranam is supposed to expand and pervade the whole body and even up to the peripheries of the body, including tips of sense organs. So which are like counters or gateways through which information is given back to the mind. Whereas during Sushupti, Antakaranam contracts and resides in the heart. Similarly, because of this reason, the extended Chidabhasa also contracts during Sushupti
and extends during Jagrat Avastha. Thus, I, who am the Nirvishesha Chaitanyam, seemingly extend and contract myself. So, with the help of Chidabhasa, I expand and contract, reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa. And because of this expansion up to the sense organs through Chidabhasa, I become Shrotra through ears, Manta to the mind, Vijnata, Pramata, all that. So, through the extended Chidabhasa. And when I, the Nirvishesha Chaitanyam, become experiencer through the extended Chidabhasa, I myself get the name of Jivatma. During Sushupti, this extended Chidabhasa contracts. Because of Antakarana's contraction or withdrawal of Antakarana, and then I remain as what? Not as I, the Jivatma, as the extended experiencer, but I remain as Nirvishesha Chaitanyam, the Paramatma. And when this Jivatma or Chidabhasa contracts, the Jivatma has withdrawn from the body and senses, and therefore that state is called Sushupti. Because of this reason, the sense organs lose the experiencing capacity. Because of this contraction or withdrawal of Chidabhasa, eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear during sleep. And at this time, Jivatma has withdrawn into its permanent nature. So it has given up the incidental nature that is dependent on mind contraction and extension. So mind is the upadhi, the karma. So the Jivatma remains in its innate nature of Nirvishesha Chaitanyam. Therefore, it is called Swapitihi. Swam apito bhavati. I have resolved into my own original nature, giving up my incidental nature. Now let us see the mantra. Sahovacha ajata shatruhu. Ajata shatruhu said, why? Because in the previous mantra it was said, Gargyaha na mene. Gargya did not know the answer. So, yeshaha, yesha yeta supto abhut. When this Jivatma was asleep, yesha vijnanamaya purushaha, this Jivatma with its extended Chidabhasa, extended rays of consciousness. Shankaracharya compares to the rays of the sun. This is called prajnanamshuhu. Prajnanamshuhu prathanaihi sthiratara nikara vyapibir vyapyalokan buktva bhogan sthavishtan and all that thing. So prajnanamshuhu prathanaihi. Chidabhasa is like Amshu, the rays of sun. Rays may come and may be withdrawn. The shining Surya Golakam is ever the same. The shining I am the same, whether there is extended consciousness appreciating the world or withdrawn consciousness not appreciating the world, I am there. So during Jagrat Avastha, I am like the sun with the rays. And during Sushupti, I am like the orb-like sun. So he says, Vijnanamaya Purushaha Kim Karoti. So Prananam Vijnanam Adhaya. This Jivatma Adhaya takes away the experiencing powers of the sense organs. Vijnanam, Vishaya Prakashana Samartyam is Vijnanam. Experiencing faculties like seeing, hearing, all those faculties. Who takes them away? Jivatma. How does he manage that? Vijnanena Chidabhasa Dwara. By withdrawing the Chidabhasa, I, the Jivatma, withdraw the extended consciousness called the Chidabhasa. I take away Vijnanam Adaya. And what do I do? Antar Hridaye Akashaha. In the Hridayam, in the Buddhi Guha, where Akashaha, we should be careful, Paramatma or Nirvishesha Chaitanyam Swarupam is there. Akashaha not space, Paramatma or Nirvishesha Chaitanya Swarupam, that is there. So this Jivatma withdraws and resides in his Paramatma Swarupam, Nirvishesha Chaitanya Swarupam, without the extending rays of consciousness, without extended Chidabhasa. Okay, and what is this Paramatma? That is said here, Tasmin Shete resides what Jivatma, where? In Paramatma Swarupam. So in the unparticularized consciousness, without any specific knowledge. At that time, what is the name? He says, Thani Yada Grinnati. Thani means Vijnanani. When Jivatma withdraws these faculties
and resides in Paramatma, it is called what? Swapiti Nama. He is called Swapiti, the sleeper. And when we read this word, actually Shankaracharya reminds us of the word occurring in Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter, there where we gave the derivation of the word Swapiti. Swapiti Nama Nirvachanam we gave at that time. So Ashanaya Nama Nirvachanam, Pipasa Nama Nirvachanam, if you remember all of them. So what is the definition? Swam Apitaha Bhavati Swapiti. One who has resolved into his own Swarupam. Swam Apitaha Bhavati. His own Swarupam, nature. So this Nirvisesha Swarupam. Just like, for example, the pot drops the Nama Rupa and becomes unspecified clay. Similarly, I become unspecified awareness alone. Then what happens? Tad grihita evam prano bhavati grihita vak grihitam chakshuhu grihitam shrotram grihitam manaha. Grihita means resolved or withdrawn, taken into. So thus the speaking, seeing, hearing, thinking faculties, they are all withdrawn. Why? Because chidabhasa is withdrawn. At that time what happens? All Visheshajnanam, particular knowledge, Ghatajnanam, Patajnanam, all of them, they are all particular knowledge, they are all gone. Visheshajnanam is gone. And what is left out? Nirvisheshajnanam, Nirvisheshajnanam, objectless, choiceless awareness. And Acharya takes it as an important logic or anumana. Since these faculties are withdrawn during sleep and come back during Jagratavastha, these faculties are incidental and are not innate nature of the jiva. Agantukam, na swabhavikam. And when these faculties appear, I get an individuality as a hearer, as a seer, as a smeller, subject, object, father, mother, husband, all that. And when these faculties are withdrawn, I drop all individuality. Therefore, the individuality is also incidental and not innate. I am not an individual at all. Why? During Sushupti, I do not have individuality. It comes during Chidabhasa extension and goes away when Chidabhasa contracts. How can it be then my nature? So what is step one? First step is faculties are incidental. Step two, individuality is incidental. Step 3, samsara dharma or samsaritvam is also incidental. I am not at all a samsari. Thus it is only a vesham. I put individuality vesham during Jagratavastha. And during Sushupti, I go to the green room and remove the vesham. With vesham, life is a drama. And without vesham, I am free from all. Mantra 18.
Sa yatra yeta svapniya charati tehasya lokaha taduteta maharajo bhavati taduteva maharajo bhavati uteva mahabrahmanaha uteva uchavacham nigacchati sa yata maharajaha janapadan grihitva sve janapate yata kamam parivarteta eva me vaishaha Yatat pranan grihitva sve sharire yata kamam parivartate.
So in the previous mantra we saw, I am the nirvisesha chaitanyam which obtains in sushupti, and during Jagratavastha, because of antakkarana upadhi, I get an incidental extension through chidabhasa, through which I rest in my organs, and through my organs I experience the external world and get the name jivatma. And in this mantra, Ajatashatru tells what happens in Swapna, as explained by Shastra. Shastri concept of Swapna, dream. According to Shastram, the individual body has got countless number of nadis. Don't confuse this nadi with all the nadi josi and all that. They are all popular things these days. So according to Shastra, the formless antakarana moves only through the nadis. This means Chidabhasa extension also is supposed to move through the nadis. When we say antakaranam, we must remember Chidabhasa. So during Jagratavastha, the formless antakaranam moves through the nadis and is supposed to go up to the sense organs.
That is up to the Golakams. And therefore, all these Golakam, Indriya Mandala, I am just using those terms. Please go to Tattubada again. And therefore, it is able to experience the external world. It is total expansion during Jagratavastha. And during Sushupti, what happens? The Antakaranam is supposed to totally withdraw or contract from the nadis. And therefore, Chidabhasa extension is not there. And so, there is no experience. And what happens in Swapnavastha? In Swapnavastha, Chidabhasa is supposed to be partially withdrawn. That it is not available for the sense organs to experience external world, but at the same time, it moves around in the nadis. What? Antakaranam plus Chidabhasa, that means there is semi-individuality and not fully individuality as in Jagratavastha. It is partial wakefulness, activity, partial function. So according to Shastra, during Swapnavastha time, some of the karmas, the punya papa karmas, they activate some of the vasanas gathered during Jagratavastha. Which vasanas will be activated depends upon which karmas are manifest. If punya karma manifest means good vasanas. Papa karma means papa vasanas. So when the vasanas are activated, an inner world is projected within the nadis, within which the antakarana and chidabhasa are extended and they move about. And therefore, Jivatma experiences an inner world called dream. And the Upanishad says, Jivas freely move about within nadis like a king, an emperor, just a king with his country, within this country how he moves. This is also an incidental nature, therefore it is not real. Thus, during Jagratavastha, full expansion. During Swapnavastha, partial expansion. And in Sushupti, no expansion. I am I. With expanded consciousness, I am called Jivatma. Minus that, I am called Paramatma. Thus, during Jagratavastha, I transact with imposed ego and get the name Jivatma. During Sushupti Avastha, I get rid of imposed ego and become Paramatma. Therefore, what obtains in Jagratavastha is my false personality, Savisesha Chaitanyam. And what obtains in Sushupti is my Swarupam, Nirvisesha Chaitanya Swarupam. To remain in my Swarupam, I don't require Shastram. To know my Swarupam, I require Shastram. Shastram need not push me into my Swarupam because we are in Swarupam only. Shastram has to only tell that it is your Swarupam. We think what obtains in Jagratavastha is our Swarupam. And what obtains in Sushupti is incidental. But Upanishad says, a shift in our notion is required. What obtains in Sushupti is Swarupam and what obtains in Jagratavastha is individual. Incidental. For this, Acharya logically says, not here, but in the Upasamkramana Bhashyam of Taittiriya, there is Taittiriya, he says, how do you know which is incidental and which is innate? So Purvapakshi asks, why can't you take what is in Jagratavastha as Swarupam and that in Sushupti as incidental? He asks for the criterion for taking it otherwise. And Shankaracharya gives a very important argument and he says, whatever be the state, when there are no efforts, that is the Swarupa state. Whatever is brought in through external conditions, that is incidental. So, Karaka Siddham Agantukam and Akaraka Siddham Swarupam. So, during Jagratavastha, I enjoy a personality because of transactions. Actions knowing various processes are involved and they determine my personality. Therefore, what I obtain in Jagrat is conditional. So, vivahara dvara siddhyati. Whereas in Sushupti, sarva karaka layesati, when no more karakams, accessories, instruments, organs are not there, they are no more functioning, then effortlessly I remain in whatever is available, which is my real swarupam. The nature of water, for example, during room temperature is liquidity, it is liquid. And how do you know that it is in ice condition or liquid condition or gaseous condition? When you don't do anything, whatever obtains is Swarupam of water, it's a liquid. The moment you put in a refrigerator, it freezes to one ice.
There is a karaka, fridge required. So the condition of ice is incidental. To move the fridge, cold conditions, ice will melt water. Similarly, to make it a gas, we need fire. Whereas for liquid state, we don't do anything. Hence, it is its swarupa. So if you remain without doing anything, you are nirvisesha chaitanyam. But if you engage in activity, it is savisesha chaitanyam. That is chakshuhu pravritti. So, sakshu pravritti, shrotra pravritti, manasa pravritti, anyway, these are all, they are all your natural surupa. That is why, this is a Taittiriya Upanishad discussion, we don't have to go into this now, but Acharya makes this point in those places which is helpful here. So, here in Swapna, I develop incidental character because of the semi-extended consciousness due to intellect. That is said in the 18th mantra we are seeing now. So if you see the mantra, yatra etat supnyaya charati. So sopna vrithya, supnyaya means sopna vrithya, sopna avasthaya, so charati. Who, this paramatma, who moves around, because of this extended chidabhasa moves about in the sopna avastha, te hasya lokaha. And now the very same paramatma, what name he gets? Jivatma. The moment extended consciousness comes, asya lokaha enjoys the following karma palams. So karma palams plus lokaha, so lokyate, anubhoyate, iti lokaha. What all karma palani? Taduteva maharajo bhavati, a great king. Mahabrahmano bhavati, becomes a great jnani. Uteva uchavacham nigachati, go through higher ucham, ucha means higher. And also avacham means lower conditions. He goes through all of them. Which means what? Acharya writes here, uccha condition means deva bhavam, celestial nature. And avacham means it is a tiryak bhavam or pasupakshyadi bhavam, nikachati. Person goes through. And what all things he does there? Saha, yaha, maharajaha, janapadan, grihitva, sve janapate, yatha kamam parivarteta. So an example is given here. A Maharaja, emperor, he moves about in his kingdom. How? Janapadan, dasaha, with lot of servants all around him. Similarly, the Jivatma moves around through various nadis. And in every place, the Jivatma experiences different objects. Yata kamam parivarteta. Parivartana means moving around. So yata kamam, as desired, he moves. Similarly, Jivatma also has got secretaries. Pranan grihitva. He gathers the pranas or indriyani because other regular sense organs, indriyas belonging to the waker are not available in dream. Therefore, chidabhasa has to produce its own special sense organs for dream purposes. You make use of dream eyes in dreams. You also have to have dream spectacles for that. Ordinary eyes cannot be used in dream. And you get special eyes, special dress. They are all given special sense organs. With all that, he moves around like a king. Sve sharire yata kamam parivartate. Whom? Paramatma. With the imposed chidabhasa, imposed individuality, or imposed ego, which is his extension. Like an aerial. If you take an aerial, fully extended, partly extended, and partly fully contracted. So, fully pulled out means jagradavastha. Partly pulled out means sopnavastha. And fully closed is sushupti avastha. So maybe we will, I can take one more mantra also. Maybe I'll stop here. So we will continue in the next class with mantra 19. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaka tasya prakriti linasya yapparasa maheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu.